Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hey! But his kingdom stretch from shore to to Sharon's. Problema Tessa won joy living in. Inhabit our praises, Heavenly Father. If you hear all these beautiful voices, it is because of your benevolence, your love, and your grace. Your people have congregated. We have gathered in the name of Christ Jesus to give you the uttermost worship, the glory absolutely. We lift you up. We macrograph you. We sublimate you. We exalt you. We declare of your might. We sing and talk of your praise. There is none like you. Wonderful in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. You are God and God alone. This morning we lift holy hands unto you, King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of life, keeper of life, God that lifts our head. Thank you for our children. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your increase. Thank you for your covering. Thank you. We are not dead bodies. Thank you, because the dead cannot praise you. We have congregated to exalt your blessed and holy name. And this morning, be exalted. Let everything that has breath praise you. Let our song bless you. Let our heart bless you. Let our hands bless you. We lift you up. You are worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the adoration. When we look at the things you deliver us from, and we think about the things which you deliver us from, and our eyes cannot see, it humbles us to cast our crowns before your throne and exalt you. Oh God, oh God, oh God, thank you. We love you, we praise you. We bless you. We macrograph your holy name. Yeah. We declare that you are God alone. You are not like the gods of my hometown. You are not like the river. You are the creator. You created the river. You created that person who calls himself a fetish or a witch doctor. I stand before your throne on behalf of this nation, and I say thank you. That even in our absurdity, you are good and you are still kind. Ebola came and you delivered us. Corona came and you have delivered us. Ghana stands before your throne. There are still many nations who cannot go to church. We are here to say thank you. We are here to say, oh yes, sir. If the nation will not say it, we will say it on their behalf. Thank you. Yeah, we can exalt you. We can sing. We can congregate. Yeah, we can come to lift holy hands unto you. Thank you. Aklemau. Akle. Eshe Baba. Thank you. Hallelujah. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore. Our love for God is a predominant and integral part of our worship, ladies and gentlemen. Whilst we are standing and before we read God's word this morning, let me greet all our lovely people in this place. I'm talking about you. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. And greetings to all our lovely people, all cherished listeners, all of you in the name of Christ Jesus, our King. And we also bring greetings to our audience on Amansan Television and GN Television. Good morning to all of you. We salute you in Jesus' mighty name. We bring extreme greetings, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody that is watching us on Facebook Live and also on YouTube. Do us the favor and share the page. Talk to everybody that matters. We bring you the pure and unadulterated word of God this morning. We believe it will be a blessing to you tremendously like never before. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." We have come to see Jesus. Our coming is not to just congregate. Our coming is not just to loiter around. Our coming is not just to be around. We are here to see Jesus. That is why we are here. We have come to see the Christ. Yeah. We have come to see Christ. We have come to see Jesus. We have come to exalt his name. We have come to have a fidelity, fraternity, a union, a relationship with the Son of God. And when I look at further, when I look at Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36, that's right, Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses, the Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a sinner, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch. Watch. Watch and pray. Something is coming on the face of the earth. Corona is just one small, minute microcosm and very little of it. Watch. Please watch. Watch. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Simultaneously, when I look at this scripture, I come to the conclusion and the realization. He said that we shall all stand before the Son of Man. Whether you believe in him or not, whether you serve him or not, whether you are illiterate or an elite, you will stand before the Son of Man. Whether you are a Christian, a Muslim, whether you are an Hare Krishna, whether you are a Confucianist, whether you are an atheist, still, you will still stand before the Son of Man. John the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse, the Bible was talking about something very profound. You know, in that particular scripture, the Bible was talking about that as everybody honored the Father, so honored the Son, because the Son will judge all men, because the Father will not judge anybody. He has committed the judgment unto Christ Jesus, his majesty, and he, ladies and gentlemen, will judge you. We will all stand before the Son of Man. I woke up yesterday and my daughter met me yesterday with the news of her demise. Of, she described the gentleman as Black Panther, movie star who had passed on yesterday at the age of 42 or 43, you know, a gentleman who lives in South Africa. And she tried to describe the person to me, and that I was trying to get to the root of it, because she was telling me that the person was a movie star and all that kind of thing. Since souls are perishing, we do not have too much time for movies. So she described the gentleman to me. Then I did a little research on the gentleman. I realized that, you know, his demise came from some kind of a cancer. And, I looked at it and all that kind of thing. Now, this gentleman, when he was, if he should be standing in this building right now, and I'm preaching and I'm saying, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. He will listen very well. Very well, after knowing the other side. I'm telling the world, this is not it. You are still a pilgrim and a sojourner on the earth. And the Bible said, we all pass. We are all passing through and passing away. Watch. Your kingdom is somewhere you are summoning in here. Can you take your sins, ladies and gentlemen? The Lord bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. When you look carefully at, you know, how Christ has paid the price for us. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, we do not deserve. Yeah, we didn't deserve the grace of God. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we, we should be called the children of God. We should be called the children of God. Behold, what manner of love. In other words, he was describing the love of God. He was tremendously bringing the love of God to the sphere. I'm talking to you. When he was talking about in John chapter 3, verse number 16, yeah, for God so loved the world. He so loved the world. In the madness of the world, he still loved it. Yeah, in the absurdity of the world, he still loved it. And so in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible was making it clear to all of us. He said, wow, we were yet sinners. Christ, he died for us. Yeah, that's what you had the boy here for. Christo, Iwumai. Christo, Iwumai. And that is why we do not have to wait until it's Easter to remind you. Daily, we will have to be telling you that he died for you. So that you will live for him. And make preparations because he is coming soon. With his reward to give unto every man according to his work. When you sit in the house of God like this, on a Sunday morning, we do not joke. This is the time to feed the church. And feeding the church, Reverend Anayah Osafo was making us to understand that when the word of God comes, it is like soup. It takes a lot of ingredients that goes into that delicacy. Yeah, it is not just one ingredient. And so the word of God is going to bring us to Acts chapter 5 verse 20. When we come into the temple of God, we must hear the words of this life. Words, not word. Words. A little bit of eternal life, a little bit of eternal judgment, a little bit of how heaven is real and how hell is real, a little bit of how God will judge every man according to their works, a little bit of the urgency of the time and the moments in which we live, and the evil days, the nature of the evil days by which we are living. And so we are looking at all these things, and tremendously we're looking at some of these things. Yeah, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. So when we're talking about the words of this life, you know, we will go even further and talk a little bit about marriage, a little bit about relationship, a little bit about your miracle, your breakthrough, the power of God, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, all that discipline in the house of God. I'm talking about Christian discipline. That is one of the things that is lost in the mind time. Christian discipline. Sometimes I'm beginning to believe that Muslims are disciplined, because there are certain things a Muslim will not do. A Christian will find it very easy to do. Very easy. It is going to be very difficult for a Muslim to marry a Christian. Very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, it may be impossible. Yet, my Christian sisters do not understand their identity and who they are. We have lost Christian discipline. And that is why we can easily remove our panties. and still sit in the house of God the next morning. We've lost Christian discipline. There is no discipline in the house of God. That is why people can steal people's bags in church. Yes! Yeah, people can steal people's bags in church. There is no Christian discipline. And because there is no Christian discipline, the fear of God is depleting. Oh, I'm going to build upon something. When you look carefully at 1 John chapter 2, let's go to 1 John, the second chapter, and look at something very profound in the word of the Lord. In 1 John chapter 2, from verse number 1, the Bible was talking about something very profound. In the profundity of what we are talking about, listen to what it said, my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man shall sin or sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I want you to note the word righteous. We do not just have Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ the righteous. The God you are serving is righteous. Take note of that predominant highlighting and revelation of God's word. Oh, I'm building on something. It's going to be exciting very soon to you. In verse number 2, the Bible was making it very categorically clear. Listen to this. In verse 2, focus please. In verse 2, he says, Jesus have become our propitiation of sins. Become what the Christ know, I am pata dear. What the I am pattern yet yama and found ye nipana ye patan to and in the bonin in the mumo yo Christ the nimoja a patas happen. He goes further and says, he is our proposition of sins, and not only ours, but also of the whole world. Or pateria sin naboni, including rebels who fought in Liberia, who mutated people's hands and limbs. Yeah. If they subscribe to the love of God and confess their sins and accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, instantly your sins are forgiven. Let me give you a good scenario. An armed robber comes to your house, shoots you or your husband, and, you know, rob you, rape people. That person is listening to me this morning, watching me this morning. If they repent genuinely and accept Christ Jesus, that sin is forgiven instantly. That is why he's asking, what manner of love is this? But he goes further in verse number 3. In 1 John chapter number 2, 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 3. He goes further and say, and hereby we do know that we know him. Everybody say, we know him. Okay, say, know him. Highlight it for me. Know him. Yeah. Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Why no more? And my yehuno said, ye nimuno, say, ye did not shed yes. And ya, sorry, never. And ya, yum to. I'm telling you. People are gifted. They can sing gospel now, and the next 2 minutes they sing secular, and it's normal. Normal! You have forgotten that darkness has no relationship with light. We're free. Unbelievers has nothing to do with believers. We shouldn't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. We're free. Who are free? Some number one in Shirano in Nipa, one Nante, Abani Fakwaima, one Tina Ferdi Fatanae, one Nika, any of Radimra, what you know where you are near that you were very sad. You are forgotten when we became born again and we had, you know, cassettes of secular people, we bent it straight away. Now, some of your gospel musicians are telling us they take inspiration from secular music. I am asking, where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? I'm telling you, a secular musician can never be an inspiration. I can't, you know. You contaminate your spirit and demons come into your space. And a Christopher are struggling too much, struggling. This morning, I want to make sure in this we know that we know him. If we obey his commandments, this is an indication that we know him. It was exactly what he was talking about, Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, that I may know him. Yeah, by your pen, it's all to know him. We're preaching, we are teaching, it's all to know Jesus. It's exactly, you know, yeah, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Yeah, that I may know him. I may know, may perceive me who no no. Me person who no no me person. I want to know him. If I know him, if I know him, what timimu ni su timimu ni humu timimu. I am not a trickster. I can never be a gimmick. I can never be a mimic. And I can never be, you know, a pretender. Hypocrisy can never be in my spirit, that I may know him. I didn't come here to look at the next kabastai. I didn't come here to chase a girl. I did, oh yeah, let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come and chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husbands. Teach them. Let them know that when we are courting and we are in a courtship process, we don't cook for a man. We don't wash for a man. We don't, you know, sleep in a man's house. Yeah, let them know that church is not a place of exploitation and deception and manipulation. No, teach them to know the Christ, not the preacher. Yes, I mean, guys, our teaching is not to draw you to us. We are deeper, me and deeper. And you can know him. Yeah, you can know. There is a tremendous scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians. And as a matter of fact, Paul the apostle was building upon something in that particular epistemology. And it is a quotation that Paul picked up. He picked it up from book of Jeremiah, but the main scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 31. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 31st verse. The Bible said that according to us it is written, he that boasted, let him boast in the Lord. Put it in a different version. Yeah. So then, as the scripture say, whosoever wants to boast must boast of what the Lord has done. Another version, very quickly, let's work. In this version, the Bible was saying, very quickly, focus, please. In this version, the Bible was making it categorically clear, emphatically. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Let him that boast in the Lord. The reason is because the apostle Paul picked up this particular scripture from Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 24. In book of Jeremiah, the 4th to the 9th chapter and the 24th verse. Look at how the Bible emphatically puts it. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse number 24 as the focus. Kick out everybody from the place. Focus. But let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. DNA. Hey, NMM, you know what comes up. Wobia. Number one. My name was one. Who said, what tem I say? Now we name me. Hey, NMM, you know. Ha! I saw the papa. And she said, papa, woman. They understand and they know me, that I am the Lord that executed loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight in. What are the things? The things are loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. I delight in it. I understand it. First, Matthew chapter 13, the Bible was talking about from verse number 18 when he began to explain the parable of the sower. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 18th verse, said, "Hear therefore the parable of the sower." In verse number 19, he said, "Whosoever heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not," the Bible said, "the wicked one cometh and catcheth away that which hath been sown in his heart. This is the seed which was received by the wayside." In verse number 20, the Bible said, "He that receiveth seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of God and anon receiveth it with joy. But the Bible said he has no root in himself, he endureth for a while, and when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." In verse number 22, the Bible said, "He also that receiveth seed among the tongues is he that heareth the word of God, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, he chokes the word, that the word becomes unfruitful." But the Bible said in verse number 23, "But he that receiveth the seed into good ground, the same is he that heareth the word of God and understandeth." And I'm telling you that, go back to the book of Jeremiah, "Understandeth the word, and he beareth fruit." Yeah. Let him that boast or glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Ye mean tiasia, me say, as on them hand on you, because you lack understanding. Mr. Dinsey, when I look at this country, I realize the lack of understanding and the lack of knowledge of God. Ghana problem, nan makacho. I'm telling you. If this country was not lacking understanding, we will not be going back and forth with education 4 years, 3 years, you know, and we are going, we're changing all the system. We lack understanding. They want you to sing their praises. That is their problem. But I'm telling you, one way YouTube, one way they will call a plum and a position. Yeah, you are the best. You are the IMF say we are the best. Find the kusi. Munu ya ni a parking position. Kai munu sa IMF. Omo ntu abama mu. Odi ya mamu kikensi unu nchilemo. I'm telling you, if we don't lack understanding, I want to ask three questions to this nation. Number one, what happened to Vision 2020? Do you know we are in 2020, and not a single of that plan is worked? I'm telling you. Vision 2020 was in Rawlings' days when he took over power. This country will lack understanding and knowledge of God. I'm telling you. We are in 2020 and we have not executed even one of that plan. A nation that lacks understanding. I'm telling you. Number two, what happened to our constitutional review? Mifie, in my library right now, I have a big book during His Excellency President Mills' time. They set up a constitutional review committee. They did things that must be reviewed in our constitution, including the tenor of, ruling of government. 4 years, we wanted to extend it and all that. We have a whole big book. We printed it with Ghana's money. What is happening to that? Subsective governments have come. Ubia Mohunwa. A nation that lacks understanding. We waste money without thinking about it. Number three question. What happened to the Senchi resolve? Senchi! When we gathered at Senchi and Land Cruisers were packed and drivers were staying in it for 12 hours with air conditions on and the news picked it all over. What happened to that?
asume si na ye we na party we o mo ba ye pa ni ko si he we mo aye we and all that kind of we make so much though
for we need two enum na
in this abattoir. Ghana deserve an august leadership,
functional
leader, people with understanding, not people you know I pet you won't be dear woo.
No,
I remember Honorable P.V. Obeng was part of the century resort. It went in, you know, brought in former president, sat, talked. Yeah, yeah, no, no. Talk. Finish with tea and coffee and Benkun, Jollof. And then we close and go. Go and look at nations with understanding.
Give themselves time.
Put the scripture back. The Bible is not only for Christians.
The Bible
is the timeless principles, which is God's word for anybody. Anybody that believes and subscribes in the word of God, it will work for them.
I'm telling you,
that is why people are using the word of God and they are prospering. And the people pray, Lalabashada are broke. Lalabashada people are broke. I'm a bonoko. They can't pay bills. They cannot even marry women. Nessie Meware. My humble answer here. But they are praying like a bashaha.
Tiania!
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world.
He!
That glory. I put it in a different version. I'll come back to it. But put it in a different version. Same scripture. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24. This is a very solid scripture to the point that Apostle Paul will have to go and quote the scripture. If you brag in this only, that you understand and know me. Not in Ferrari, not in Range Rover, not in Bugatti, not in East Legon House.
Tiania!
That is a very, very cynical understanding. We lack understanding. I'm telling you, the nintias here. Now, I want to ask you again. Who want to ask you? And then it's a macabre. So, you have we.
Wamaya!
I want to ask you. And go back, Kai Captain Muhammad. I thought you said never again.
Never again!
And yet you went to, you know, make an attempt on this same army officers in uniform because they are fighting over land. Anybody with understanding knows we don't fight over land. We talk over land. It mu here will be Obeka says, O come net to say, Obia mea on kasa. Unipa mea onga tie ni American. A kom didi pa what the anibra yeni emefin. Ya, tis a trumu trumu. Ya. Menkanya come and go be be fini trumu.
Tianya,
I tell you. That's what I say. Be fini trumu.
And this is the kind
of people that we have. Sa trumu trumu na mfe ni agro and penny for shisha suit or software ni adi na yebi. Or wa yire udi trumu.
I'm telling you.
Now I'm tiasian kenye. Kenye to me nye sa. And tiasian ebema will be a driver from Kaswa to this place. And tiasian ebema will be a driver from Tema to this place.
The reason
is because where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. Or you can clap those hands. Hallelujah. See, let me finish up this thing. Yeah. I mean, by the grace of God, without the truth,
the truth,
he that says he knows me, it's not about our worship. You know, sing with nice voices. I went to a worship meeting. I saw these young boys coming up, emergent gospel musicians. They sang beautifully, but I realized they lack character. You lack understanding and knowledge. Will be a winime with a deno, one family skirt and son a pump, pompini nufu metana. Ti! Why na watch hamono? Yen ya waha ya born again. Ya sakra, unufu yam fanyere. Ti ya make us some mezu unufu yam fanyere. Bobby ne tia when you will be fetia and a noon. Ya pa, dear! Ya pa, heavy, uncle. Oh, one, tell you, Mikayan. Dear volume, him! What radio is someone in Casa Major? They are Christopher. They are Christopher. I'm telling you. I go, you know, we'll be here, all that. I say, you know, the Ababija. Now, you just say, because of material, I need the Pamata, the answer. The Bible said, if our word is hid to them that are blind and perishing. Yeah, one way we are see a frau woman. One way we are see a frau woman. Yeah, what am I here? Nanny, I'm assuming I'm you. Men, I'm catching all. Who feed you some for pan is you in general? They can't send palm at you. I don't want to be God, me. He that boasts, let him boast that he understands. And know me, I'm telling you, if you have understanding, you have understanding that, you know, we have a temporary time to live on earth. It doesn't matter what you receive. And let me, it doesn't mean you won't have problems. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean you will not be encountering demonic attacks. It simply means that you have an understanding that no matter what it is, God will watch over his own inheritance, that no weapon formed against them will ever prosper. Yeah. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. Yeah. You will have to come to the understanding that 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the destruction of the wicked. The Lord will make you leap over walls and run through trees. You will boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. What will man do unto me? Yeah, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men, even my foes, comes against you, the Bible said they will stumble, they will fall. They will fall. Yeah, it doesn't mean the vicissitudes of lives, the ups and downs of life will not be there. It will. You love the Lord, but sometimes you are hard pressed, sometimes you are discouraged, sometimes you are down. It doesn't mean all those things will not come, it will. Sometimes you are broke, sometimes you are in a difficult fix, like this nation is in a difficult fix. Financially, we are broke, 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 broke. I'm telling you, broke. Broke, me face the this voter's ID card, and the card they produce, I realize that we lack understanding. I'm telling you, even us as a church, we will not produce this inferior thing. You lack understanding. I'm telling you. I'm telling the Electoral Commission. You lack understanding. If you don't lack understanding, at least a card like the Ghana card, we deserve quality and excellence. We deserve something like that. I'm asking you. God, the eyes of the Lord is still with the $1 billion that came into this country. Me say, when yami di sa 1 billion nechi, bebiya ebiko, yami di eni di echiri. Sa hot meals ya ekosui, bebiya ebi manifa bebi, me say, onyame neni edi echiri. I'm telling you! Unti me mo, sir.
aje wo mo anya sika funu bi di na wo be ka cho se ga na aye yi me na ka cho wo mo anya sika funu eti na wo be ka se ga na you are a broke nation me ka se ma cho na me de flag na e hata ayi mo ka ne so a me sire wo nya me se se de wo yi Israel free enkoa yim wo yi Ghana aye we are too much ya mo chiri too much. It's so sad. We're driving places and all that. I was all, you know, heartbroken. GTV showed something that really broke my heart. It was a pregnant woman. They were transporting her to the hospital on a motorbike. And they met a GTV reporter on the way. And the guy took the lady into the car. They traveled a long journey to the hospital. When they got to the hospital, they could save the mother, but the child died. How long are we going to be having this? How long? People with understanding, and when we finish, God bless our homeland, Ghana. Make our nation great and strong. Bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility. Ebejeng, our hearts are full of deception, wickedness, cruelty. Greedy people who are eating with left and right. Greedy man, what is the notion like? My bimba power, na my ye. What is that notion? Very sad. Let me use the opportunity to thank God for few people. Let me begin with my mother, Chrissy Daughter, to mommy. God bless you. I love you. And then my father, Stephen Stanley Manson. Papa, salutations. Let me honor God for all our speakers for Shankom 2020. My God, Jesus, Yesu. Ah, when son MC BBC. Shankom, Anwadi. Shankom 2020. Yesterday, the grand finale at the Achimota Girls Guide. My God, thank you very much, Lord. I want to thank God for the lives of Prophet Eric Yawufusu, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. I want to thank God for the life of Reverend Felix Ofusu Buahin, Reverend Richard Boateng. Let me thank God for Reverend Nana Yawusafo. Let me thank God for my mother, Mama Dora Amoakon. Let me thank God for all the people that put all this together. Pretty woman. Events and rentals. Thank you for providing all the church. Let me thank God for Mr. Dinsey, Stephen Dinsey, and his family for providing sound for us to have the meeting. Let me thank God for the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. I'm grateful the Lord richly bless you. And thank God for all of you who came from all parts of the nation. Yesterday, Reverend Victoria Corte traveled from Empraiso to be with us, and she went back. Immediately after the service, she came only. There was a gentleman who came from Asaiman Kese, you know, to be with us, also a pastor. And so God richly bless all of you in Jesus' precious name. I want to thank God for the team and the Flying Alabaster for making it possible. We give God the glory. So from all of us, myself, the director and the leadership, we want to say a big God bless you to all of you. The Lord honor you and favor you in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yeah. Put a scripture back, I'll close with it. Can you turn it to the GNT? Let's see what it's got to say. In GNT, the Bible says, you know, if you want to boast, if anybody wants to boast, they should boast that they know and understand me, God, because my love is constant. And I do what is just and right. These things, talking about constant, just, right, these things, they please me. I am the Lord, I have spoken. These things, judgment, and let me finish up with King James. Yeah, I'm reminding you that righteousness and justice are the foundations of the throne of God. God is loving kind. He is loving kind. But the same God is a judge. Tiasia. Inipati haumumu umukununum. Neka gana diye no. Oji jeso. Emema teha umufa umayire numachi. Ubi teha wani ubi ya wani onye na wadiye. Otifia. Oheme nima nope ni ipriichi. Heaven ne yabo. I am not joking. Ubi teha wewe ya ubi sika. Tia! What is the sense for people to steal money and bring it to church? Do you remember there was a woman by the name Miss Cotton, Aveime Rice Project? The first place, Okutia tight. Where we are Ghana, Wamaya Yayamo Bosi. Where we are a sika, akoma tight any seed. Mojare. Miss Cotton, wojare. Miss Cotton went to prison in America for stealing from the people of Ghana or the coffers of Ghana. In the, you see, a rice project. Look at the rate by which we import rice. They are making Crawford rich. A money way. Baba could tear tight. Now, so for praise him. Hallelujah. Our sister went to Africa and she's come with a lot of money. The Lord has blessed her. Why? God has blessed why here? Yamina Tianeka. So you can ask your phone. Asiaphobia be remunu ma be wi aga na sika no mreko akojina son dem praise him na we nyame te wono ohem ayi hu ate wono ohem. On Tuesday we are going to continue from the scripture where we left off. Jeremiah chapter 9:24, 1 Corinthians chapter 1:31. Yeah, adie bible ye bebere nkan sexy magazine pono. Pono! Yanya waha inkrofo fum ponu guso. And you mufi egum krofo yiso. I had a winter in gami. And I know smas and that's a chit o hene. Ube kano kure. And you mufi in the gum krofo fum so. Kwasi anum. A jamain. And I know me tear ye, the name Adishi. You know, answer. And then she were listening to the radio. Somebody came on. You know, that Obi Jimia is a trend. Jimia is a trend. Now I'm saying, no, a trend and a career. Any armed robbery and see a trend and a career. Any prostitution see a trend and a career. And then I watch you. DNT! Now watch you. Don't you say Jimmy Zambata about Frakumaho? It's sad. You know, Bobra, people are making it. They are really serious, trusting God that the things will work and everything in order. Then Crawford says, "Shed them, etch your mobema, shed them." Obekonani niho hancho. Ash. Where are you? You are living in sin and wickedness and iniquity, and you need the grace of God. Obekonani Crawford, you know, lesbianism. You lack understanding. You have no knowledge of God. The Bible said, let him that boast, boast that he knows me. Heaven is your ultimate goal. After, you know, making all the achievements on earth. Heaven. We want to make heaven. The world is increasingly making us understand that there is no heaven, but I beg to differ. Heaven is real and so is hell. And what you are doing now determines what is going to become of you.
Tuesday, I'm going to let us examine Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12 carefully. Revelation 20 and verse number 12 carefully. He said, I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged. Dear, out of those things, I want you to highlight things. Things. Out of those things which were written in the book. Books according to their works. So, we will examine things. Things will deny people of heaven. Things will deny people of eternal life and salvation. Things like the one you do in your marriage to your husband because he's lost his job. And what begin to happen? Praise him. Praise him. Praise who? Praise your wine. You have never seen God and you can't appreciate your own husband. Something is wrong. This shit is super. Seriously, it breaks the heart. Things. Tuesday, 6 o'clock. We're going into that. Wednesday, Forest and Bible Cassia. 9 o'clock, we start. And then on Saturday, we are here in the presence of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9, 24. I want to pray with that. And we are on our way. Jeremiah 9, 24. But let him that boasted, boast in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the God which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. In the earth. In the earth. In the earth. May the Lord bless you. This morning, I would like us to make an intercession for our country. Apart from the fact that Ghana is in an electioneering year, we want God to heal our land. When I say God should heal our land, heal the hearts of the people. Heal the attitudes, the conducts, and the motives of the people. Wherever you stand, stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar, and let us pray for our country. And then we'll pray for ourselves, and then we'll wrap up. The two hands are lifted. Come on, in the name of Jesus, stretch it. Somebody intercede for this country. Intercede for Ghana. Yeah. Intercede. Intercede. Sova Ria Dokosha. Intercede. Akiteke Iranana Basha Yeko. Sia Lubidogra Anti Gezila. Come on. Hallelujah. Stretch your right hand only. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. Our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers. To uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Father, I pray for this country. Deliver us from our bleeding. Heal us. And save us in this electioneering year. In Jesus' name. Before we close, I would like you to pray for yourself. And there are two things we are asking God.
We want to know you and understand you. And it's only the Holy Spirit that can be able to do that. So we want to know the Lord and understand the Lord. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, come on, lift your voice right now. We want to know the Lord and understand the Lord. We want to know the Lord and understand the Lord. We want to know God and understand Him. Want to know the Lord. We want to know the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.